I think we're ready now. Good morning,
Afternoon or wherever you are.
Or whatever part of the world you're in.
Well, my name is Dr. Michelle Maross.
And I'm Brian Swanson.
We are Denim and Pearls. We are business casual.
With pearls of wisdom.
From the proverbial porch. I'm back to the proverbial.
Back to the proverbial. Mm-hmm. That's fine. Anyhow, today's safety dance. This is a two subject topic.
Oh, really?
Yes, I was going to say subject. But it's a two subject topic.
Okay, what's the first subject?
Well, the first one is the band who actually did the song Safety Dance was called Men Without Hats. Some of you may remember, some of you may not, but it was a really awesome song and a really cool band.
You can dance if you want to, you can leave your friends behind.
Yeah, that's the one with the maypole and all that.
Your
other
friends
concept.
Don't dance and
if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. So the first part is the fact that it was called Men Without Hats because I was having a long conversation just recently with somebody who's an entrepreneur who owns a business which actually has two locations, okay, brick and mortar locations. And I was talking to her, and she is wearing all the hats in the family, kind of a deal.
Yeah, she's the cook, the baker, the candlestick maker, the marketing person, the everything.
Tax man, the the whole thing. I was like that. So that's part of it.
Part-time Bart.
And then, of course, Men Without Hats had the safety dance. And if you listen to the words, in fact, I never really listened to the words. I just always knew them. I just never realized how deep they were.
So second topic is?
The second topic is basically the fact that sometimes you've got to leave your friends behind. And if their friends don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I mean, that's quoting the song. So,
which one are we talking about first?
I say we talk about all of the things as an entrepreneur that we do.
So the safety dance.
The safety dance part of it. Okay. Because the safety dance, if you really sit back and you look at it, you do it not only in your business, but you also do it in your household, especially if you're like a single mom, single dad, you're taking care of all the things, the groceries, the cooking, the cleaning, you got to take care of the kids. You got to do all of this other kind of stuff.
Or if you're a military spouse.
Or if you're a military spouse, you might as well be single in some way sometimes. So in life and in business, it's always a point of wearing all those hats because yeah. And then when you're a person like me, where I know a little bit of this and a little bit of that and do a little of this and little of that, you end up doing a whole lot of things. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you get paid, sometimes you don't.
And in the world of entrepreneurship, you need to learn when you need to give some of those things, some of those hats away.
Oh, well, it's like I was discussing with this individual. It was like, you know, as our business grows, we start trading time for money. So in other words, if you don't want to build a website or don't have the ability to build a website, you pay somebody to do it. If you need to do marketing or you need to do your social media, if you build a business, then you can pay with cash rather than paying with your time, even if you know how to do it.
If you build it, they shall come.
Yes. The problem is we're always building it. We never seem to, you know,
it's always building.
Yeah, and I never really realized the comment that I made to her. It never really came to a rationalization until I talked to her about it and I said it out loud that, you know, we all wear the hats and we do. We trade our time for the product that we need in the beginning of our businesses. Well, once we start building our businesses and you really want to do it as fast as you can, get to the point where you're paying for the things that one, it takes up way too much of your time. And two, that you may not be the most proficient at.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I'm just thinking when I started my website, I built my first website. It took me months and months and months just to do like the first page in one link. And I was so proud of myself. And then someone else looked at it and went, you did this yourself, didn't you? Like, oh.
How could you tell?
And that's like, oh, then I'll just focus everything on my Facebook page. And then Facebook did that whole business shutdown and they stopped sending links and stopped advertising. And I'm like, now what do I do? I had to go find someone. But instead of trading my time this time, I found someone who knew what they were doing to build the site right. And then as I grew, I outgrew that person. My business outgrew that person. So I need to find someone else who could keep up. So with that safety dance thought in the business world, we have to be careful not to stay safe. Do you catch that?
Mm-hmm.
I was safe where I was. And I left it there because it was working. It was adequate, right? It was working.
Right. But it served its purpose.
It served its purpose at the time, but I had left it alone because it was working so well to me, because I never looked at it, that I left it alone. I played it safe. How often in your business are you staying so safe that you're not growing? That all the things that you have waiting to be serving your customer base, serving you, that you've left in the dust because you think, oh, well, I haven't. No red alarms have come up, so I'm just going to let it go. Don't play it safe, because it's a safety dance we have to dance.
Right. And I had a conversation with a gentleman, it was a little while back, about backpacking.
Okay.
So we'll use a metaphor here, right? Okay. Is that the word I'm looking for?
Yes,
or is it simile? I think it's a metaphor.
It's a metaphor.
About backpacking, anybody can go hiking. And you can take along, and you know you got to take water, and you got to take a couple other things with you, some gloves and things like this.
Protein.
And I mean, you can literally put that stuff in a shopping bag, plastic shopping bag, and carry it with you, or stuff it in all your pockets. But when you look at these guys that are out there that they do it professionally, they got these big fancy rigs on their back, you know, the backpacks. It does everything, but.
Climb the mountain for
you. Yeah, it almost does that. But we start off as carrying the shopping bag, and then we turn around and we hike a little bit, and we go, you know what? It would behoove me to get something that's a little bit nicer, that's a little more comfortable on my shoulders.
It would behoove me to put something on my back where I can carry more instead of me making my fingers go numb because I'm carrying a plastic bag.
So it all depends on where you're at in your life. It depends on where you're at in your business. Can you still, do you have to have it so that it is bare bones where you have to carry the shopping bag because the money's not there yet?
You can start.
Or can you at least move up to, let's say, a gym bag that you can throw over your shoulder and carry? You know, it depends on where you're at and what you can afford to do. So the more you get into your business, the deeper you get into it, the more the convenient things can come along.
Oh, we can think of it as, you know, not just backpack and mountain climbing, as you reach a summit in your business and you look back at everything you've done and you do, wow, this bag, this plastic bag has served me well, but now I need to go to another summit. I have another level to go at. And at this level, I'm going to need a couple of pickaxes, protein bars, because potato chips aren't going to serve me anymore. I need food. I need things that are going to serve me well. Oh, and these are more treacherous. If I fall, I need a rope or something that will, you know, mark my trail or, you know, help me if I get stuck somewhere.
Breadcrumbs.
So you have to start putting things more in that plastic bag. Well, the plastic bag has reached capacity. And so you get a backpack, or what you said, a duffel bag, something that you can wrap across your shoulder or whatever. And as you're climbing up and you're getting to that second summit, you do, wait a minute, this is too heavy. If I want to go to the next one, this one's too heavy. I need to lighten my load. And so you take out the kerosene stove, you take out the...
Oh no, that's when you get a mule.
You take out the start, you know, you start taking things out of your backpack. And usually at this point you do, you know what? I really should have advised myself with a Sherpa, someone to guide me up that mountain. And so you get to a certain point, you do, wait a minute, I need someone who's been there before who can tell me what I need, because mm-hmm. I can't see beyond this summit that I'm at. What do I need to get to the next one? So you get coaches and mentors and you know, people who will guide you up the mountain and say, you should not carry that bottle of wine. You maybe not want to carry a bag of Ruffles, you know, that kind of
thing. Can I carry the whiskey? Because I can use it for all kinds of things.
As long as it's in a smaller container. Yeah, you can
keep warm, and disinfect it.
But you're sidetracking. What I'm basically saying is there are different parts of your business and your safety dance, and sometimes you've got to let go of the safety and start relying on what you really do have and the people you have in your world.
Right. Which I think was where we were kind of going with the people in your world kind of a thing. As you build, we have friends that we start off with in, say, elementary school, high school, whatever the case may be.
The beginning of your business.
But they don't always follow where you want to go, what you want to do. So what do you do with those friends? And that's kind of where the song comes in, is you can dance if you want to, but leave your friends behind.
Now, friends doesn't mean don't dance, and if they don't dance, they're well, friends of mine.
And the same goes with your friends don't dance. So in other words, you've got to keep that commonality and grow that circle with people that are common to you. Mm-hmm. And common to your goals and your dreams.
And not really, the word isn't really common. It's more people who can see the vision you see. People who don't say, you know, that's a big summit. I wouldn't do that. You know, that person could go up that summit, but you know, you can't. Those aren't people you need climbing the mountain with you.
Right. It's the crab in the bucket theory.
Yes, the crab in the bucket theory. You need people on that hike, that mountain, up, that climb to success that you have, saying, you see that summit?
See that
you
mountain can't, over
that,
there,
you see that there, next there. Moment, that next summit, the next summit that goes to the top of the mountain. I don't think you can do it alone. I can't do it alone. Let's go together.
Right.
Those kind of things. People who will dance with you, whatever you're doing.
Well, yeah, dance. I think dance is a good metaphor for, I mean, it is. It's a game. It's a dance. It's whatever you're doing to get you to where you want to go. And I think that's the key to the whole thing. It's about you. And if somebody's holding you back, if they're a crab in a bucket, it may not be. When I think crabs in a bucket, I think kind of drastic. I think
it could be subtle.
Right. I think of the friend. I think of the family member who says, yeah, you can't do that kind of a thing. They want to drag you down, you know, but it's also can be subtleness too, where people will keep you on a plateau. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have to look at your friendships. You have to look at their friendships and their connections, and that's networking. You know, so if you're going to dance my dance, come along with me, but your friends better dance the same dance.
And think of it also in dancing, like the tango and the sway, it's a give and take. You move back and forth. You're not always doing the same direction. Sometimes you move sideways, sometimes to the right, sometimes you boogie down and you boogie back up, you know? So dancing is a great analogy for business, because there's two steps back, four steps forward, one step back, four step forward, three forward. I mean, you're always moving, and you need to be able to have people dancing with you who say, well, you moving back, don't worry, I'll pull you forward. Give and take.
Exactly.
It's awesome. I like this.
Yeah, but.
I love that.
I feel like I need a yeah, but in there, but there is none.
Yeah, but here. Yeah, but he talked about plateaus and friendships and people around you with plateaus. Sometimes that crab in the bucket is not a deep pull. Sometimes it's, why aren't you happy where you are? Are you never satisfied? Those can be crabs in the bucket, because what they do are, those are the voices that make you question what you really want. And just because someone can't see that you have something bigger in your future, just because they say, well, aren't you happy? You've got this, you've got that. You're never happy. You should probably go talk to someone about finding who you are right where you are and be happy.
I also have to ask the yeah, but part of that. I also have to ask the question, are you happy where you're at?
Yeah.
Are you content with where you're at?
And if you're not, move.
If you want to move forward, move forward. If you don't, stick around where you're at and make that rut become a grave, as you say. I mean, if that's where you're at. And there's a lot of people that I find that are like that. I mean, growing up, I grew up in a small town. I grew up with folks who have, you know, they live in the same house that their parents lived in. They work at the same job that they worked at when they were a teenager.
And they're going to work the same job their dad and mom did for 40 years.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that by any means. I mean, they're happy, they're content. But there's others who want to get out. I mean, I'm going to take it a little deeper and serious. There's a lot of times too that people are in neighborhoods that it's not so good for them. Let's put it that way. And people say, well, if you get out, you can be a success. You have the possibilities and you know, you have all of that you can do that. And some people will look at that and respond with, but I was born into it. This is where I'm at. I'm doomed to stay here. I'm meant to be a drug dealer. I'm meant to be this and
now,
that.
If you think you're doomed and you're stuck, you're probably not happy.
Right.
Probably should leave.
But then there's the other person who looks at it and goes, you know, you're right. What do I need to do to get out of this space, out of this neighborhood? Whatever it is, I'm just using the neighborhood as an example, because I've seen it a lot where folks have said, I grew up from nothing, but I decided that I wanted to be something. that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. I grew up from nothing, but I decided to be something. Mm-hmm. I'm sure somebody else has said it once before. But
write it down. Well, and I have a place in a very small town, and we met this young man, and he was so excited and terrified. He grew up in a tiny, tiny town out in the edge of a mountain out here in Colorado. And everyone in his family had been farmers. Everyone in his family has always done the same thing. He joined the military. And it was so foreign to the whole family that he was willing to leave. And they're like, they're so proud of him that he wants to serve our country, but terrified because no one knew what it would be like outside of their tiny town. Mm-hmm. And he was doing it because he wanted to see the world. And so he sat and talked with my husband and I at a coffee shop. And we encouraged him, you know, go out. I mean, a military commitment, do it for 4 years. If you don't like it, come back home. But go out and see, or instead of just sitting here and wondering if, what if. He's gone. I'm sure they say he's doing really well and he started college. And it's just amazing that one scared, gigantic step he took has opened up so many other doors of the things he didn't even know he wanted. Mm-hmm. It's pretty
and
cool.
And sometimes too, I mean, I think about this when you go to different events. You roll out of bed and you go, I really don't want to go meet with people today. I don't want to put a smile on. I don't want to get on another airplane in your case, you know, but then you look at it and you go, but if I don't, what am I missing?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you made a comment here recently about, I always say yes.
I do.
Which can be another whole different show too, because always saying yes is not.
Not good.
It's not always good.
Correction. Let me correct my statement. I always say yes to opportunity.
Yes.
And if the opportunity fits my long-term goal in even a fragment of it, I will go. And if it doesn't, I say no. But most of the things tend to have some attachment to what I want in the future. Just think, when you introduced me to Production Point here in Colorado Springs, the old me would have said, this place is way too big. There's no way I'm going to fill it. And I wouldn't have gone in. But I went in saying,
and there would be no album.
This would be amazing. Because I'm standing on stage pretending how much I love this stage and pretending that I'm performing on this gigantic stage, I ran into Thomas Dawson Jr. and now I have an album. Sometimes do the things you don't want to do just to see if it works. And if you don't like it, walk away. If you like it, stay around and have some fun.
Okay, so safety dance, we covered that part. Now, men without hats.
Okay.
I watched a guy one time that walked into a meeting. It was a luncheon. And he walks in with a stack of hats, and he's got them all on his head. And he's like, what this represents is, he says, it represents being the accountant. It represents being the marketing person. It represents this, 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 and this. And he says, my job here is not necessarily just to build my business, but in order for me to build my business, it's my job to get rid of each and every one of these hats. Mm-hmm. The hats that he doesn't want to wear, you know, so that he's only wearing his hat so that he can build his business. I think the picture in that is just, mm-hmm. It's wonderful.
Why do you think you're my friend?
Because I have too many hats on.
You wear a lot of hats, and I need to take off the finance hat, the coordination of concert hat, how in the world to print CDs and make them pretty, how to build a website, how to do a money site, how to make pictures fit into all the boxes on social media. On every platform is different. You have a lot of hats that you have now taken off of me so I can focus on what I do.
Oh, thanks.
But you thrive in that kind of stuff.
So. Well, that is my kind of thing. The only problem is that, like when I had Galaxy Fest, the reason why I know a lot of these things is because of
running. Because you had to.
Because I had to. I had to learn how to build. Well, I had been building websites since, 95? Back when it was Netscape 3.0.
Wait, what you don't understand is Brian is a fidgeter. He likes to build cars. He likes to tear apart things and pull them back together again. What a website is, all this technology a lot of us have confusion about, is basically a digital car. He likes puzzles. He likes to pull things apart, put them back together again. That's why you're so good, because you do, well, this rivet shouldn't be here, and this should be here, and this plug-in should be here. It's honestly the reason why he's so good at it is because he's good at cars.
Well, I think they all go hand in hand. I mean, I can work on a website and turn around and walk outside and work on a car.
That's what I'm saying.
Or it's I can turn around and stop. I can work on a man.
It's the same part marketing. Of your brain.
Yeah, I know.
It's the same part of your brain. He has compartments that he can put in his brain that he moves things around. That's why he's good at websites and things of that nature.
Compartmentalizing.
Yes. I am a very abstract thinker, which is why I'm a great storyteller. I can elaborate because that's how I am. He's very good at compartments. So he can do toolbox, this needs to be here. That's how his brain works, which is why I unload that kind of thing on him so he can unload the other parts on me. I'm a storyteller.
But this isn't all about me. This is about everybody else who's wearing all the hats and whether you should get rid of them or not.
Well, the reason I'm talking about you is because people are...
It's just a perfect example.
Because people are listening doing, I do all of that too, and I do it just fine. Yes, so does he. Yes, so do I. But together, we're far more powerful because we share the load. Mm-hmm. I gave him the hats I'm not comfortable with. He gives me the hats he's not too hip with. And then there's some hats that we share. That's the power of collaboration. When people say, I'm going to succeed.
Sounds like a good marriage.
It is. We've got a business partnership. When people say, I'm going to succeed, I'm going to climb to this top of this. I'm going to be the best I can be. I'm going to own this. I'm going to own that, whatever. I can assure you they did not get there alone. In order to succeed, you need a community around you. You need a team. You need people you can trust. And they're all wearing different hats. It's awesome.
Okay, enough said.
So if you're wearing multiple hats, understand that when you go to networking meetings, I don't want you to sit there and just try to remember everyone's names. I want you to go into those networking meetings, just like the example that Brian was talking about, the man with all the hats. Go into that networking meeting knowing the hats that you wear that overburden you, the ones that are slowing your business down, your progress down, mm-hmm. and find someone who naturally wears that hat and build a business partnership with them. Say, I'm not good with accounting. You are an accountant. Right. What do you need that I can do?
Well, back
that's
to the metaphor.
That's what those one-on-ones are for.
Right.
Not to talk about your dogs, but to find out what you could do for each other.
And I 100% agree, but I always have to speak in metaphors. I always like the stories. And I'm working on my basement currently. And I have a toolbox. And in my toolbox is everything that I need, except for maybe one. And let's just use a screw, for instance. I have three tools that can put a screw in a wall. One, I've got a hand drill or hand screwdriver. Okay. Two, I've got an electric screwdriver. And three, I have a hammer. Well, if I have a hammer and I'm successfully putting screws in.
Oh, you can get a hammer. Yeah, you can get a screw in with a hammer.
Right. I might want to go to, in this case, a networking group to find another tool that will make my job easier, which would be the electric screwdriver. Because the manual screwdriver is too much, I'm going to risk kind of thing. But do I have the tool in my toolbox? And who at that networking meeting or who in whatever arena
who's the tool?
That's nasty. I hated when they first started using it.
I know, me too. I was like, huh?
But who's the person that is your screwdriver? Who's the person that's your electric screwdriver that you can go out to the store and buy the screwdriver and get the job done faster? So just using that. I mean, and then you can go to the next route of hiring somebody else to run the screwdriver.
Or I always have people try to sell me condos and things like that. And I tell them, I'm on a mission. And I don't have extra money to be buying condos. I already bought my extra homes and land that I want. We already did that. And so I don't need any more of that, but I can connect you to someone else. Yeah. So even though you're in the networking meeting and you say, I'm looking for a screwdriver, can't find a screwdriver, I'm out. Still connect because someone, you might meet someone who is another thing, but they know the screwdriver that you need for your toolkit. Mm-hmm. So...
Or once you get through work, like me working on my basement, it may not be a screwdriver. You may need a new, different type of hammer, or you may need a different.
Or in his case, sheetrocker.
Yeah, or a putty knife. I mean, and the crazy part is I always go out and buy the tool for my own self. You know, I haven't got to the point where I buy somebody who has all the tools. You know, and that's kind of like our businesses are the same way. Our relationships when it comes to the hats and everything else, all of this is the same. It's a matter of, like we said in the beginning, of trading your time or your money to get what you want.
So remember, you can dance if you want to. You can leave your friends behind. But if your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance well, there's no friends of mine.
Exactly.
Find the people in your tribe that are willing to hear that song that's in your heart that's bringing you to something else. And if you're very happy and comfortable where you are, find people who are happy and comfortable where you are so you can all feed on that together, that joy together. But if you want to go somewhere else, you got to find people who are in that circle who are dancing out there.
Well, I want to qualify the statement, because a lot of times when you join like a direct sales group or anything like that, and they tell you there's friends that you're going to have to leave behind in order for you to move forward. Well, there's truth to that statement, but there's also, there's different parts of your life.
Time.
That season, each person.
Lifetime.
What's that?
Everyone comes into your life for a moment.
Right.
A time or a lifetime.
Exactly. Because you might, you know, it's not like, sometimes, you know, you want to give up TV because you need the time, which is always one of those things that they always tell you. If you want to be successful, you need to give up television.
Which is why I don't watch it.
Right. But that doesn't mean that you can't put it on DVR and watch it at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Well, like me, I watch Ancient Aliens when I'm alone in a hotel room at 2 o'clock.
Exactly.
So it'll mock me back out again.
You know, and it doesn't mean that all of a sudden, because your wife or your spouse or your significant other doesn't necessarily meet your pattern for your business, that you just up and instantaneously say, oh, you're no good for me anymore.
Oh, you got to, I've got to talk about that. The reason why most marriages work is because there's a yin and yang. You always have one that's far more out there than the other one. And I always tell my husband, he tends to get offended by it, but I always do, you're my anchor. And he goes, I don't want to be your anchor. I'm not weighing you down. I do, no. You're my guidance anchor. When I'm out flying about, I forget where home is, and I reel back into my anchor and do, oh, this is where I can relax. This is where I can breathe again. This is where I can sit and eat, you know, fried spam with sushi, with whatever.
Fried spam with what?
I like to eat fried spam with rice and an over easy egg.
Oh, nothing wrong with that. That's actually got a name. It's a Hawaiian thing.
It is?
Yeah, that's actually got a name to it. And I don't remember what it's called.
Oh, well, that's one of my comfort foods.
Then there's the other one, seaweed spam wrapped. And rice wrapped in seaweed.
That's masubi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Masubi or wasubi?
Masubi.
Oh, okay.
But anyways, so he's the one I reel back to. So if you're in this business and you're running around, you're doing, oh, my spouse is nothing like me. Good. Because in your world of chaos of what you're living in, if you are wild and crazy, you need someone who's stable enough to do, you know, I love the idea, but do you realize you're spending money we don't have?
Nah,
something like that.
That's always
you
the
need
case.
Someone. You need someone logical in your life just to bring you back to reality, back to life, back to reality. And I
can't stop her.
And that's what I appreciate in my husband, because I do. I run so fast that I forget there is a home, and every once in a while he'll tug and do. Oh, you're right. Mm-hmm. I've got a family and a doggy and a house I can come home to. It's great. Hmm? So don't run away from everything. Because they're not at the same velocity.
That doesn't mean kill all your relationships and start over.
Just because they're not in your same velocity doesn't mean they're not in your frequency.
That just means maybe you're not hanging out with that same person at the bar all the time.
Yeah. I mean, but the frequency, you know, the vibe attracts your tribe we have up there. Vibe attracts your tribe. Your vibe is really more important than the velocity you're trying to hit. So be careful what you do.
I don't know about you, but I think this was a good show.
I think it was too.
There was some good info in here.
And as
lots of pearls.
As we move into the next season of the Christmas season, because we're out of Thanksgiving now, we're in the limbo where everyone's running around buying gifts. Just FYI, a couple of weeks left for Christmas shopping, so go do it. Don't wait till the last minute.
Yeah, get your CD for Christmas present.
Oh, yeah, get your CD.
MichelleMoros.com.
Do you have your CD? Yes, go to MichelleMoros.com. I do have it. Okay. And the very first thing that pops up on the page is my CD.
I'm going to get in front of the camera.
And I don't have a heck of a lot more left, but I do have enough for you. So order.
One, two, three. Ta-da!
You have to tilt it down. There. Yeah.
You guys can see it. There we go.
There it is.
See, mine's autographed. Oops, wrong one. Mine's autographed.
Yeah, yours is autographed. Uh-huh. So you can order autographed or not autographed, but order it. They make great gifts. Ugh,
you opened the wrong side.
No, I didn't.
I know what you did.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, if you get it autographed, I open the opposite side of where the CD is so that I can slide it off, sign the empty spot, and close it back up again.
You're so genius.
Yeah, my husband.
Or was it Michael's idea?
Have a great day, everybody. My name is Michelle Moros.
You almost forgot.
Dr. Michelle Moros.
Oh, there you go. Dr. Michelle Moros.
What did I forget?
Almost forgot your name. I heard the stumble in your brain.
Because I almost said doctor and then I said Michelle Moros.
Anyway. So let's clarify. You are?
Dr. Michelle Moros. And you are?
Someday I'll be a Dr. Brian Swanson.
And we are business casual pearls of wisdom. Dr. Michelle Moros. Oh my gosh. My brain just scrambled. Denim and pearls, that's what we are. business casual.
With pearls of wisdom.
From the porch. Oh. So take care, everybody, and until next week.
Oh, don't forget to like and share.
Oh, yeah, like and share.
Mostly,
and
like and share.
And buy the CD. And we'll see you next week. Be the best version of you. Peace.